Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Loff, and I'm joined by Glenn and Eugene from Stony Brook in good old New York State, and you have a talking browser?
Yes, it is a self-voicing web browser that is supposed to be used together with screen readers because it does not replace them, but just augments them and makes web browsing more efficient. What we're doing is we're helping people find relevant content faster and navigate more efficiently on web pages. For example, if you go from one page to another, instead of starting to read from the top of the page, we are starting to read from the relevant content where we're right most of the time. We're helping people review the differences between web pages, which helps you find errors in form filling or identify new content in web pages that are template-based if you're on the same website. We also help automate web browsing, especially for repetitive tasks. You can pay your utility bills in one go by just recording and then replaying the transaction. We work on a variety of platforms, Windows, Linux, OS X, with a variety of web browsers. Right now we support Firefox and have some partial support of Internet Explorer. We support any text-to-speech engine that is installed on the operating system. Among the ones that we right now support are DeckTalk, RealSpeak, Microsoft, Capsule, FreakyTS, OS X. We also can use voice commands to control the browser, so you don't need to remember shortcuts that you use rarely.
Okay, now you have my interest. How many voice commands? What are we talking about?
Something on the order of 100, because you probably have a little over 50 shortcuts right now, but you can have more than one voice command for the same operation, because we're trying to make the web browsing more intuitive. So you could do the same thing in multiple ways.
You're saying it will work with IE, but it's really modeled and designed, the API for Firefox, is that?
Yeah, that's what we have right now. We're coming out with a beta release in about a month or 2 months, and we're opening it to select beta testers or power users.
Oh, well, you got the show here. I'm sure we'll flood you with beta testers. Are you?
Go to www.sbhearsay.net.
So the voice commands, does this work in all operating systems like XP?
XP would be a little more complicated because the speech recognizer that is in XP is not so good. But
right.
Definitely in Vista and also in OS X, Apple.
Oh, I just bought a Mac. I'm going to play with that. So what does it take to get this installed? What are we talking about?
Once you download it, you install it as a network installation, and then it automatically updates itself every time we come up with a new update. And most importantly, this is a free web browser. It doesn't cost anything.
That was one of the big questions I had. It's just not available yet for the masses, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of beta testers now. How do you get it to go to the relevant content? Is that just assuming that the relevant content is centered on the given page?
An algorithm that looks at the page you're on, looks at the link you're clicking on, and then looks at the differences in the following page and attempts to discern the content that you're looking for.
So a powerful use of that would be, one would be news stories. If it could
Absolutely.
Go right to the relevant content of the news stories.
That's what I use it for most often.
Okay, and so what about a shopping and e-commerce transaction?
You can use it with that, but also most helpful there would be using the changes layer so that you can turn off, say, especially on Amazon, where you have that template that is always there of the surrounding material.
Let me go to the Mac, because I didn't really believe that the Firefox on the Mac was accessible. So you are integrating with Firefox, or integrating with the WebKit or Safari, or how does it work on the Mac?
You would have to install Firefox. What we're doing is we're building on top of the existing browsers. As long as they provide plug-in architecture, we write a small plug-in for the browser, and then it starts working with Hearsay. Another thing that may be attractive to many people is that Hearsay supports a variety of languages. It automatically switches between those languages, and right now we're beginning to work to translate the interface to other languages as well. But right now, if the content is in a given language, you read it in that language if you have the voices installed in your computer.
Interesting. So if you have mixed language content. Say if you're in Canada, it might have English and French, or it could have English and Spanish, or a PDF that might have three different languages in it. That's a good point.
The Wikipedia main page also has the homepage of Wikipedia has several different languages where it's displaying the different languages in which you can read Wikipedia.
And then what about configurability? What are you able to set in terms of preferences from the way this hearsay behaves?
You can set the voice type, the rate of speech, which is always important to us blind users. You can have it set which layers of the text you want, whether you want to look at the changes or the links or the headings, where everything all at once, different type of detection that you want to run on the pages.
What about flash content?
Yeah, that is one thing that remains inaccessible, but we're collaborating with the IBM because they have already figured out how to handle Flash. So we're hoping to handle it in the near future as well.
What about that wonderful Java?
Yeah, we have not tried Java yet.
Anything else you want to comment on here? It sounds like an exciting project, and I'm sure this podcast alone will give you all the beta testers you can handle. Do you know how many you want to have?
Around 50 to 100.
Okay.
But it's important that they should be power users, people who know how to use screen readers and who could tell us what is it that we're missing, what is it they would like to have in our browser before we should go public and make it available for everyone.
So do you already have the form for them to apply, and is there any little like questionnaire that kind of makes sure that they are at least intermediate or advanced users, or do you just have to kind of...
It hasn't been put up yet because we haven't opened up the beta program.
Okay.
But we expect to...
And I assume you have some kind of email list or just a web-based form that they fill out with their experiences, or how are you going to track whether users communicate with each other, what they're doing?
If you're interested, you can send us an email at info@sbhearsay.net and tell us whether you're interested in beta testing or would just like to sign up to the email list and receive news updates.
All right, any final comments?
I'd like to thank you for your time today.
We have always been one to promote open platforms and expanding accessibility, so the fact that this works on multiple operating systems, multiple languages, and apparently multiple browsers is very exciting.
And again, that address for information is info@sbhearsay.net. The website for Hearsay is sbhearsay.net as well. So.
From CSUN 2009, SAMNet Radio, this is Michael Loff.